Our finance wizard, Louise Story, has a story this morning about how Congress is trying to use its leverage to open up Bank of America's corporate secrets to public scrutiny. Some in Congress are focused on that controversial merger with Merrill Lynch. Louise Story, our contributor, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, joins us now. Louise, so who wants to get inside Bank of America's private records?
So you have this House committee that has held a few hearings. They're the ones who brought Ken Lewis and the former Secretary of the Treasury, Hank Paulson, and questioned them this summer. But now they're saying that confidential documents between the bank and its lawyers should be given to them. And it's raising questions about whether those documents will be made public to all sorts of parties, like the SEC and Attorney General Cuomo in New York, who would also like to know what the lawyers told Bank of America at the end of last year.
And Cuomo has already issued some subpoenas in this case. I guess the question really is, if taxpayer money is involved, the principle that Representative Adolphus Towns apparently is promoting here is that if there's taxpayer money involved, attorney-client privilege doesn't apply. Does that basically outline what they're arguing?
Well, when Congress is involved, attorney-client privilege does not apply. So even if there were no taxpayer money, the fact that it's Congress asking for it carries a very different weight than the SEC or an attorney general who do have to, in many cases, abide by the rule of attorney-client privilege. But Congress doesn't have to. And the bank has asked Adolphus Towns, the representative who's pushing this, they've asked him to please follow attorney-client privilege because they know that if it gets waived here, it'll get waived everywhere for the other investigations. And there's also a number of shareholder lawsuits about this. So we'll see if he changes his mind, if Representative Towns changes his mind. But he sounds pretty determined to get these documents, which will probably change the case in a lot of places.
I'd love to know if Bank of America actually used the word please in asking them to honor attorney-client privilege.
Well, what? Ken Lewis wrote him a pretty, you know, pretty nice note. And but I don't remember if I saw please in there. But it was a nice note asking for his understanding.
What if Bank of America refuses quickly?
Well, I mean, if they refuse, Mr. Towns can issue subpoenas and he'll get them because there is not a legal ground that they can stand on to not do what Congress wants. So it might just take a little longer, but if Congress wants it, they can get it. Representative Towns is meeting tomorrow with a woman from the bank who's in charge of their public policy. So that's Ann Finucane, and she's going to try to change his mind tomorrow. So we'll see what happens today, if the bank supplies them or if it keeps fighting not to supply those documents.
Right. And Louise Story, the deadline is noon today. At least that's the first deadline.
That's right. That's right. And as of last night, I called Representative Towns' office, and they said they're sticking to the deadline.
All right. A showdown in Congress. Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much from Washington.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.